This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
On the evening of April 15, 1972, Dr. Daniel Claiborne, an African-American, was arrested by white police officers on Chicago's South Side. Dr. Claiborne was driving near Cottage Grove and suffered a stroke and sideswiped a parked car. 70-year-old Claiborne spent hours in a jail cell before receiving medical treatment and died 2 weeks later in a South Side hospital. WBEZ's Lisa Lavis spoke with local historian Sherman Dilla Thomas about how Dr. Claiborne's death led to the convening of the city's first panel on police misconduct.
Dr. Daniel Claiborne was a fascinating Chicagoan. He was born in Tennessee, though, and how did he land in Chicago?
He was born in the Nashville area. He was an educated brother. He went to Fisk University. It's a historic Black college. He also went to Meharry Medical School, which is another historic Black college or university located in Nashville. He got his degree in dentistry sometime in the early 1920s, you know, 1921, 22, 23. And then he came to Chicago to set up his dental practice. As you can imagine, you know, especially during that time, right, wasn't a lot of people in a rush to rent office space to him being a dark-skinned African-American. But then the other part of it was there wasn't a lot of dentists in Chicago that would treat African-Americans, right? And so needing both a place to work and then being surrounded by people who needed dental work, yeah, he set up an office right inside his home.
Then he helped a lot of people in the neighborhood. He cleaned teeth for a lot of kids.
One of the chief things he did was Chicago public schools used to clean kids' teeth, right? It was a part of like daily curriculum. They check your eyes, they check your ears, they clean your teeth. And because he was a dentist, he donated over like 6,000 hours to Chicago public school kids. He was a really, really involved guy in the community.
So sadly, Dr. Claiborne is not remembered only for his charitable works. His untimely death became his legacy. Let's fast forward to that fateful night in 1972. What happened?
Because of the ending of like racial covenants in the city, he was able to purchase a home on 94th and Forestville, and he had a dental office set up on 87th Street. He was driving home after work, and he had a stroke. He sideswiped a couple of cars, and the car came to a stop. Two police officers pulled behind the car. They happened to be white police officers, and they just didn't recognize that he had a medical emergency going on. And they thought that he, you know, was being flipped with them. So he was sadly assaulted. He was taken to the police station, thrown into jail. And then finally somebody recognized that he did have a medical emergency. And so as the story goes, they called his wife, said, hey, he was a drunk driver. They bailed him out with the money that he had in his pocket. They put him on the steps of the police station. When she got there to pick him up, she recognized that something was wrong. And she took him to Provident Hospital, where sadly he died a couple weeks later.
How did the community react to hearing the circumstances of Dr. Claiborne's death?
Dr. Daniel Claiborne was a long-term fixture in what we call Bronzeville now, but what was historically called the Black Belt. And the Black Belt was segregated. He had been there since 1920, 1921. So he knew everyone of note, and people were very, very upset that that had happened to him in particular. But then also, that's not too long after, like, the murder of Fred Hampton. And so, again, the community was very upset.
And then this case was brought up again, the death of Daniel Claiborne. It was brought up again following the 2014 murder of Laquan McDonald. Tell me about the connection there.
What that connection is that one of the first times an independent review board was used. Now, it wasn't sanctioned through the city like we have COPRA or, you know, the other ones now. But that happened for the very first time with Dr. Daniel Claiborne's case. And also we had an independent review of the Laquan McDonald case. Both panels pretty much came up with the same results, almost word for word. Both panels pointed to the fact that the majority of people stopped and searched by the police were Black. The Metcalf panel in particular found that 75% of the people killed by police in the city were Black, even though Black people only make up one-third of the city's population, at least back then. And then the current Police Accountability Task Force reported that Black people accounted for 74% of people shot by CPD between the years of 2008 and 2015. That's terribly sad, right? Like 50 years apart, and you still have that same type of thing going on. Only way for us all to move forward is to kind of resolve those issues, and we probably need to do it expeditiously.
That's Sherman Dilla Thomas, a TikTok local historian. And you can hear more about Chicago history with Dilla here on WBEZ. Thanks so much, Dilla.
Thank you, Lisa.
This is WBEZ.